And we are now crossing to Tokyo to speak with Channel 9's Christina Hearn. Christine, Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, not good news. COVID chaos. Entire Australian Olympic team athlete team has been quarantined.
Well, the athletes. Well, this is when the we had a COVID scare yesterday. Oh, sorry, the day before. This was after a staff member travelled from Melbourne up to Cairns, where the training team was, and they returned an inconclusive test. So what that did is it threw the whole athletics team into basically hard lockdown. They had to stay in their hotel room for a number of hours while that staff member had a couple of other tests. They've all since returned negative results. So the athletics team is out of that hard lockdown. They were back on track on the track yesterday. And they're coming to Tokyo as planned on the 26th, but certainly a big scare.
Right. Look, what about we're hearing the two South African footballers and a video analyst have also tested positive for coronavirus in the Tokyo Olympic Village. How does this affect the village and preparations for the opening ceremony?
Oh, the village is the last place you want COVID, and that is exactly what organisers have to deal with. So what happened is first, a South African video analyst tested positive. And then yesterday we heard the news that two athletes from South Africa had also tested positive. So the good news is it is in the same group and somewhat expected. The bad news is that it is happening in the village. Now, also the bad news is it came at exactly the same time the bulk of the Australian team arrived in Tokyo and headed straight for their digs in the village. Now, I asked the organisers yesterday, what does this mean for quarantine? What does this mean for close contacts? And basically, in Japan, it's a different system in Australia. It's decided by an expert panel on a case-by-case basis who was a close contact and how long they have to quarantine for.
Christine, compared to other Olympics, what is the feeling like? Like, I saw the report last night on Channel 9 and there's no one anywhere. Is it dull? Is it lackluster? What are your thoughts?
Well, this is actually my sixth Olympics, and I have to say it is the strangest one yet because there is absolutely no vibe or atmosphere on the streets. You can't blame the Japanese public for that, the Japanese organisers for that, though, because to have vibe, to have atmosphere, you need crowds, and Tokyo is in a state of emergency. All the restaurants, bars, clubs have to shut at 8 p.m. You can't serve alcohol in restaurants. They're having more than 1,000 cases a day, and they are in fear of a fifth wave. So there are a lot of people on the streets here in Tokyo that do not want the Olympics at all, but the show is pressing on, and so it has to press on with all these cases which will no doubt emerge amongst athletes, and organisers have to scramble to try and put a ring around it so it doesn't get out of control.
And what's the feeling amongst athletes? Like, do they feel like they're being self-indulgent with the world in such a desperate situation and people in Australia being locked down all over the place? Do they feel like they might be a little bit spoiled?
No, look, the athletes I spoke to on the way over, they're not spoiled. I mean, they've worked so hard to be here. And I said to them, oh, you're going to have no crowds. You know, you're not going to be able to go out and party. You've got to leave straight after your event. And they said, we don't care. We are just so happy to be here, so happy to be competing. You know, no crowds, not great, but no problem. We'll do whatever is required. And also a lot of them are hoping that with so many people locked down in Australia that they can provide a little bit of entertainment and provide a little bit of good news over here in Tokyo for people to watch, cheer along, and hopefully cheer with them as they win some gold medals.
And Christine, if they do win gold, silver or bronze, they've got to go and pick the medal up and put it over them, their own neck.
Yep, it's a DIY kind of medal ceremony. So this is a break of so much Olympic tradition where you've got the dignitary, even royalty, putting the medal around the winner's neck. That is no more to try and stop the spread of COVID. There will be a tray in front of the athletes and they will pick the medals up themselves and put it around the neck. We asked Grant Hackett what he thought about that. He won 9 Olympic medals. I could be wrong, maybe 7. A host of them anyway. And he said, look, you know, it's a bit weird, he said, but I can tell you the athletes won't care one bit. If they win that medal, they'll do whatever. Pick it up themselves and throw it around their necks. They won't care.
So what about in the athletes' village? Will there be hanky-panky going on?
Oh, there'll be no climbing the flagpole Dawn Fraser style.
Do you know the village is renowned for a little bit of extracurricular activities? No, the short answer is no. They used... No, they usually hand out condoms to make sure everybody is safe. That has been scrapped because they are keeping a close eye on every. They don't want any kind of hanky panky, as you put it, going on. So that's that is one thing that the athletes can't look forward to here in Tokyo.
Oh, Christine, so nice to talk to you live in Tokyo, and we might speak to you over the next couple of weeks as the games begin. Is it Friday?
The opening ceremony is on Friday, but our softball girls actually play the host country, Japan, on Wednesday before the opening ceremony, so keep a lookout for that.
All right, we'll speak to you soon. Stay safe. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.
Christine Ahern, Channel 9 reporter, live in Tokyo. We will speak to Christine over the course of the next couple of weeks as well.